والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. وقال أيضا في سورة الحج: فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. وقال الإمام الباقر عليه الصلاة والسلام: وما ضرب عبد بعقوبة أعظم من قسوة القلب. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
We are discussing the values of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, and tonight is the turn for discussing the concept of qaswatul qalb, which is an anti-value, and it happens after certain spiritual situations. First of all, how do we define in ilm al-akhlaq the concept of qaswatul qalb or qasawatul qalb? The stone-heartedness, or worse than that, it is defined as when a person has lack of awareness about where to show mercy and where to provide give importance to the mercy and the love and rahmat towards whom. Anyone who has this kind of spiritual situation is going through the when he loses the awareness totally. If a person loses the awareness totally about distinguishing where Allah has asked him to show his mercy towards, shafaqat, rahmat, hub, and ihtimam, focus towards certain things, showing our love and showing our mercy and rahmat towards certain things at certain people, in which mawrid, if a person loses that shu'ur and that awareness about this kind of behavior, then he is called in ilm al-akhlaq that he is qasiyul qalb. So qasawatul qalb is adamu shu'ur, is a lack of awareness in the soul of a person which makes him fail to recognize where he is supposed to provide his mercy, rahmat, shafaqat, hub, ihtimam, and importance towards whom. This is a spiritual illness, and a mu'min, on the contrary, this is an anti-value, and the value for this is being raqiqul qalb, and being not just our heart is thin and soft. Soft, when we say our heart is soft, we don't mean that our heart is soft towards people who are maghdoob and cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or subject of the ghadab and anger of Allah, we feel mercy towards them. This is not iman if we do that. This is not what we mean. When we mean our heart has to be raqeequl qalb and soft, it means we show our rahmat and shafaqat towards whom Allah is showing His rahmat. That's the real meaning. So, in the case of zina, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَجْلِدُ كُلَّ وَاحَدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدَ وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Isn't it right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about the had of zina, you know, which is 100 slashes in the Holy Quran. Clear verse of the Holy Quran talks about the 100 slashes, which rooms leaves no room for any further discussion among any person to talk about his own opinions. So the clear verse is talking 100 slashes about the zaniya. Az-zaniyatu waz-zani fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma mi'ata jalda. So the zaniya and zani has this punishment from Allah. So that's what Allah has mentioned. So it has to be 100 slashes. Now then Allah says that la ta'khudhkum bihima ra'fatun fi deenillah. So we are not supposed to show ra'fat. We are not supposed to show mercy. Mercy should not get us about them. That means those criminals upon whom the punishment and had of Allah is implemented, we are not supposed to have, we are not supposed to allow the mercy take over us towards them. So we are driven away with the mercy towards them. So showing mercy towards the person towards whom Allah is showing His ghadab is not called Riqqatul Qalb, or person is not called Raqeequl Qalb. Raqeequl Qalb, which is the value in Islam against the Qasawatul Qalb, means that you show your Riqqat and softness of the Qalb towards whom Allah is showing His Rahmat. And the opposite is Qasawatul Qalb, how we already defined. That means if a person shows lack of awareness, so he does not show his Rahmat and Shafaqat and Ihtimam and towards those where he is supposed to show, then he is called Qasiyul Qalb. And actually, this is the blindness of the heart. Qasawatul Qalb is nothing but being heart blind at heart. It's the hearts that get the blindness, isn't that right? Very clear from the verse of Holy Quran, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَار. So in other words, the eyes are not don't get blind, وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوب. It's the hearts that get blind. أَلَّتِي فِي الصُّدُور. So basically, the blindness belongs to the hearts of the people. People are blind at heart. That's the real blindness in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has the real blindness cannot enter the holy the paradise. A person who is blind physically, it's a physical illness or effect on his eyes. So he's affected physically, but it's nothing to do with iman. Isn't it right? He can still very successfully go to the paradise and become eternally successful. But what is damaging in the real sense is a person becoming blind at heart. That situation spiritually he can never enter into the paradise and achieve the success. So in the hadith of Imam al-Baqir al-Salam, which I recited in the beginning of my speech, where our fifth Imam is saying that ma wa ma ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَعْظَمَ مِنْ قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. That means no servant has been afflicted with a punishment greater than قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. So that's the biggest punishment a person can get. So the biggest punishment a person can receive from Allah is becoming قَسِيُّ الْقَلْبِ, stone-hearted, sangdil. Actually, it's worse than the stones. Stones are softer than these people. Also, in another hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, we see where he is clearly saying that qalbul kafir aqsa min al-hajar. That means the heart of a kafir So the soul of a kafir is stronger than a stone. So stone is afdal and superior and better and less hard as compared to the soul of the kafir. The soul of kafir is more hard, so harder than the stone. Now, when we ask our scholars of akhlaq, what causes the qaswatul qalb for a person? What is the illat? What is the anasir? What is the asbab and ilal and causes which causes a person to end up in this situation that he does not have the, now he loses the awareness to recognize where Allah is putting His mercy on. So he should also show His mercy towards those people or things. He lacks that awareness totally and that focus totally. How come that situation arises in the qalb of a person? Obviously, Amir Mumini alayhi salam is in his hadith. Very clear where he had said that ما قست القلوب إلا لكثرة الذنوب ما جفت الدموع إلا لقسوة القلوب. That means the eyes, the tears do not dry up except because of let me first go to the beginning of the hadith. So ma qasat ma jaffat ad-dumu illa li kasrat kasrat adh-dhunub illa li qaswat al-qalb. So basically in this narration, مَا جَفَّتِ الدُّمُوا إِلَّا لِقَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. In this narration, Amir Mumini alayhi salam says that the tears do not dry up except for the sake of the قَسْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ. That means the heart of a person is got hard, so that's why the tears have dried up. And also in another hadith, he had said that وَمَا قَسَتِ الْقُلُوبِ إِلَّا لِكَسْرَةِ الذُّنُوبِ. That means the souls of the people did not become hard except because of the abundance of the sins. So abundance of the sins causes the souls to get harder. So what the solution that Islam provides is that obviously we are not masoom. When we, God forbid, we do a sin, we should do the tawbah immediately, and there has to be a takhallud tawbah, a tawbah between two sins. The hadith says إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنَ مُفَتَّنٌ تَوَّابٌ. Mu'min is constantly put to test and fitna and imtihan, and he constantly keeps on doing the tawbah. In the sharh of this hadith, our scholars say that a mu'min is constantly put to test by Allah. So if a mu'min does the sin, he always does the tawbah. Now after the tawbah, if he again performs the sin, he always do the tawbah again. So this is how the moment is supposed to be, that even if we end up doing a sin, God forbid, then we are should be ready to immediately do the tawbah. Even if that situation continues sincerely in the qalb of a moment, he can still be successful. Obviously, it's a very lower daraja. You know, my teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli Hafizahullah was saying that in some of the ahadith that talk about the mu'min is shaheed. A mu'min is shaheed. You know, some of the ahadith say even if we are, so basically every moment is shaheed, in other words, isn't it right? As long as we have iman, even if you are sitting in your home, you're lying on your bed in your home, in the light of the hadith, as long as a person is a mu'min, he is shaheed. So my teacher was saying that ihtimal and those ahadith which talk about this shahadat refers to this situation that we are discussing, that there is a constant niza' and fight taking place between the aql and the hawa, hawa nafs, shahawat, aql and shahawat, aql and desires, and constantly. So a person, sometimes the desires overcome the aql, a person commits the sin, then again he realizes he did wrong, he did the tawbah, Now, Aql overcomes the desires once again. Again, the desires overcome. He again performs the sin. Again, the Aql overcomes. He does the tawbah. So much battle took place throughout the life of this person. He could never succeed to do tazkiyatul nafs throughout his life. He failed to achieve the taharatul qalb and the darajat and maqamat of the nafs. But he was at least doing the tawbah. So, this kind of soul is shaheed. This kind of soul is so much injured, and this is basically shahadat, and this kind of soul is what the hadith ihtimalan is talking about, my teacher says. Obviously, he doesn't deserve to get the darajat, the high levels in the paradise. The high levels of the paradise you don't achieve by with this kind of behavior. But it's a minimum thing required for at least sa'adat, that a person will not land in himself in the jahannam because he did the tawbah. Isn't it right? So that's the bare minimum status. It's just good to that extent. Another hadith from the Prophet says that if a person finds in the book of deeds, about every sin, it was written that he did the tawbah for it. He did the tawbah for it. For he did the tawbah for this. For every sin, it was written he did the tawbah for it. In other words, this kind of woman deserves to be congratulated. Obviously, we understand congratulated. True, obviously, because through the tawbah we don't get punished in the hell. So obviously, when you don't get punished in the hell, then we will go to the paradise. So it deserves to be congratulated. Maybe one of the reasons is this. Now, kasratu zunub, abundance of sins without doing the tawbah in the middle, causes qaswatul qalb, stone-heartedness, because this person did not listen to what Allah has said, and he continues to listen to shaitan and his desires. So this causes bu'd and far away, getting far and far and farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the second thing is hubbud dunya, love of dunya. Our scholars of akhlaq say is the second thing which causes the qaswatul qalb. One of the scholars was narrating the story that this person didn't have the car, and Allah gave him some money, and now he purchased a car. But after purchasing the car, he sold it very quickly. So he came to this alim and said, "Well, I sold the car." And he said, "Why?" And he describes that, "Well, my spiritual situation was like this. I was poor. I never had a car. And earlier I was asking people to give me a ride, and they were giving me a ride. Now that Allah gave me the money and I have my car, and there are other people standing on the street or wherever they are asking me to give the ride, initially I gave them the ride, but later on I started to refuse all of them. I started thinking, let them mind their own business, I mind my own business, and let me go for my work easily with my own comfort." And I ignored all the hajat and needs of the mu'mineen, just like I used to ask others and they used to help me for that long. I started to ignore the rest of the mu'mineen. So I consider this ni'mat is now a niqmat, an azab of Allah upon me. And that's true what he said. So, sometimes the ni'mat is converted, tabdeel of ni'mat into niqmat happens when we don't do the shukr. And shukr means shukri amali, practical, the gratefulness, not just verbal gratefulness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Musa alayhi salam in the Munajat, "Ya Musa, لا تطول في الدنيا أملك فيقسو قلبك." Don't lengthen, don't prolong your wish in dunya, so your soul will become hard. Some people have a long wish list about dunya. I will do this, I will purchase this, I will buy this, I will do this about umur dunya. Umur al-akhirah is something else. Like I say, you know, if you make a wish list, I will support this many orphans in this month. Next month, inshallah, I will support 3 more orphans. This is not dunya. I'll make money so I can support this many yateen people. This is not dunya. This is akhirat. But if I make a wish list about the umur of dunya, this is condemned in the eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Allah said to Prophet Musa, don't prolong your wish in dunya so your heart will become qasi. That means fayaqsu qalbuka, you will become stone hearted or worse than that. Well, qasil qalb minni ba'id. And the person who has qasawatul qalb is qasi, is away from me. So it causes bu'ad from dunya wal akhirah sabilan mutafawitan. The hadith says, you know, dunya and akhirat are two different paths. Wal mashi baynahuma kullama qaruba min wahid ba'uda min al akhar. And the person who's walking on that path, you know, the more he gets closer to one, he gets farther from the other. You cannot have both. So forget about that idea that some people are trying to have dunya and akhirat both. This is not going to work. This is never going to work. It has never worked. It's against the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. So we have to secure our akhirat, and Allah is going to give us whatever dunya is muqaddar and maqsoom from Allah in our naseeb. That much we will get, which is, it's in the qada and qadr of Allah. But otherwise, our efforts should not be for the sake of dunya. Our efforts should be focused for akhirat. So, tarku qira'at al-Qur'an wa dhikr Allah. The third sabab for qasawat al-qalb, our scholars of akhlaq say, is leaving the recitation of Quran and the dhikr of Allah. If we don't recite the Quran, we should recite 50 ayat daily. Every morning after Fajr is the specific time of qira'at of Quran. No morning should pass by in the life of a mu'min that we did not read the Quran. اقرأوا القرآن ولا تتخذوا بيوتكم قبورا كما اتخذت اليهود والنصارى. Isn't that right? So read the Quran and don't make your houses to be graves, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So if Quran is not recited, the ruhaniyat is dead in the eyes of Rasulullah. This is the grave. This is not the house of the person. This is the grave of the living dead. Kasratul kalam bima la yurbillah. Talking a lot about things which does not please Allah. Third factor, our scholars of akhlaq say, which causes the qaswatul qalb, stone-heartedness. See, we have a stone-heartedness that we are discussing tonight. Is the middle stage, and the last stage is shaqawatul qalb. A person becomes shaqiyul qalb. Shaqiyul qalb is the final stage. When a person becomes shaqiyul qalb, he already reached the point of no return. He cannot come back because he's shaqi. But qasawatul qalb, it's a big red flag. We can still come back if we come back to our senses and we stop doing the sins and do the istighfar, we can still come back. So qasawatul qalb is the stage in the middle, and the final stage is shaqawatul qalb. So if we talk a lot, talking a lot is the sign of a munafiq, which should not be in the spirituality of a mu'min. A mu'min does not talk a lot. You know, al-mu'minu qaleelul kalam kathirul amal, wal-munafiqu kathirul kalam qaleelul amal. Mu'min talks a lot. Mu'min talks, acts a lot and talks less. Munafiq talks a lot and acts less. So a mu'min acts a lot, performs a lot. Practically, he's doing a lot. When it comes to talking, talks less. So a lot of kalam, a lot of talk about things that displeases Allah causes qaswatul qalb, stone-heartedness that we are discussing tonight. Third factor. The fourth factor which causes that, and I will end my speech after that because we are coming close to the time of Adhan. The fourth factor is al-istima' ila al-lahw wal-aghani. Listening to the lahw and towards the haram songs. Ghina. If a person listens to the haram songs and listens to lahav, this is something which causes qasawatul qalb. Qasawatul qalb. Now this person came to Imam Rida alayhi salam and said, I went to my toilet and my toilet in the house is close to the wall of my house and the wall of my house next to the neighbor. Neighbor was playing songs. He was playing some song, was playing there. And I was in my toilet, which is next to the wall of the neighbor's house. And I prolonged my stay in the toilet to listen to the song. Well, I did not go to his house to listen. I was inside my own house. But I prolonged my stay. So he was not only trying to justify what he did in front of Imam Rida alayhi salam. So Imam asked him at the end of the hadith, asked him to to pray and so we do our salat and we do our istighfar for what we have done. This is something which is very big in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So intentionally doing a sin is very bad. If we make a plan and we do it knowingly that it is a sin, that is very bad. Yeah, this shows that person has no respect for Allah and he ignores the presence of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll continue inshallah the rest later on. There's a few more factors and then the solution what ulama of akhlaq has provided for qasawat al-qalb inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa al-muslimin wakhzul al-kuffar wa al-munafiqin. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-din wakhzul man khadal al-muslimin. Allahumma ansur wa ahfaz wa ayyid ulama'an al-rabbaniyin wa maraja'an al-rabbaniyin la sayyam al-wali al-faqih qa'id al-muslimin. Allahumma ansur juyush المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Tamam.